it is challenging to be a woman farmer, and it is very much a male-dominated industry, whether that be the representatives in government who talk about agriculture or the way equipment is made. You know, farm equipment is built for men. All the tools are built for men's bodies, you know, so women really have to adapt, and they've had to sort of fight in this industry, and they just have to do so much work to thrive as female farmers.
You mentioned that when people think about a farmer, they often have a very specific image that's not usually that of a woman. Can you describe a little bit more what you were saying about that?
So when you say American farmer or farmer, people picture like an older man. He's wearing like overalls and a straw hat. And, you know, they envision somebody from a really rural area, which is true in a lot of ways. But farming has also disappeared from rural areas for a lot of various reasons. But I don't think that that's really a good representation of what a farmer is today. I mean, the farmers that I know, a lot of them are young. They're men, women, they're people of color, they have tattoos, and a lot of them are highly educated. They come from other industries, or they've had careers in other industries, and they're transitioning into farming.
How are you helping to empower rural women?
I think that when I'm presented with opportunities like this, it really helps because I am given sort of a forum and a podium to speak about women's issues in farming and really bring visibility to women in agriculture. Because as we've said, people don't picture women when they talk about farming, they think about men. But there are so many women in farming, and giving them recognition and acknowledging that women are such an important and vital part of this industry and making their work visible and giving them credit for all that they do, whether it's in the fields at the farm or back at the house with keeping track of finances and records or at the farmers markets doing sales. Just bringing visibility and recognition to women is really important.
You gave an interesting anecdote about a farmer who was talking about a one-man show, and then you found out that his wife actually does all the finances. She also creates healthcare products out of the waste that they produce. Where were you when you discovered this?
I was actually in Northern California. I did a lot of farm tours when I was living there, and I was doing my studies. And even when I would go to these big agriculture like workshops, I would sort of encounter these women doing so much work. And they weren't really necessarily being lauded or recognized as the farmer. Like, people would look at their husbands or like the male partners or the man speaking rather than the person behind the scenes doing so much incredibly important work. To get something from field to table takes a lot of different people, and a lot of those people are women.